Section 8 of Fumes of Formation by Amanda McKittrick Ross. This Legimus recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. The Old Home. Don't I see the old home over there at the base of a triangle not overcrowded with space? 'Twas there I first breathed on the 8th of December, in the year of our Lord, the month after November. I've been told it was snowy and blowy and wild when I entered the home as a newly born child. There wasn't much fuss, nor was there much joy, for sorrow was poignant, I wasn't a boy. I felt quite contented as years flitted on that I to the coarser sex did not belong, little dreaming that ever the time would arrive that of female attire I would be deprived by a freak of the lustful that spreads like disease, which demanded that females wear pants, if you please. But I stuck to the decentest style of attire, and to alter my gender I'll never aspire. During that hallowed century, now dead and gone, in which good Queen Victoria claimed to be born, from childhood her modesty ever was seen, her exalted position demanded when queen. She set an example of decency rare that no English queen before her you'd compare. Neither nude knee nor ankle, nude bosom nor arm, dare be seen in her presence this queen to alarm. She believed in her sex being loving and kind, and modesty never to march out of line, by exposing those members unrest to achieve, which pointed to morals immorally grave. But sad to relate, when she bade adieu to earth and its vanities tainted with rue, that centre of fashion, so French in its style, did its utmost to vilify decency's smile, and mock at these garments, which proved in their day, at a glance, who was who, and wherein gender lay. But alas! Since the death of our great and good queen, that attribute modesty's ne'er to be seen. It wasn't long after till modesty grew a thing of the past for me and for you. Last century's fashions were blown quite aside, the ill-advised folk of this age now deride. The petticoat faded away as we do. In circumference it covered not one leg, but two. Its successor exposes the arms, breasts, and necks, legs, knees, and thighs, and, too often, the End of Section 8.